The Indian Supreme Court's decision to block a patent application by a Swiss drug manufacturer is being hailed as a victory for sick people in the developing world. Novartis had applied for a patent on a new version of its anti-cancer drug Glivec. The application was blocked on the grounds the changes to the drug weren't innovative enough. While Glivec sells for thousands of dollars, a generic copy of the drug made in India sells for a fraction of the price. South Asia correspondent Michael Edwards reports.
Hariom makes the equivalent of around $4 a day keeping watch outside a house in a wealthy area of Delhi. But his livelihood, and indeed his life, were put in jeopardy when several months ago he was run over by a car. What saved Hariom from both his injuries and a lingering heart problem was access to cheap versions of expensive medicines.
When I have to buy medicines myself, they are quite expensive. But when I go to the government hospital, I am given medicines that are much more affordable.
India is often referred to as the pharmacy to the world. It produces generic drugs that combat everything from tuberculosis to HIV. Large quantities are also exported across the developing world. They're all copies of more expensive drugs. It's an industry that has cost big pharmaceutical companies billions of dollars. The Swiss company Novartis had wanted a patent on a modified version of its anti-leukemia drug, Glivec. But after a seven-year battle, the Indian Supreme Court has rejected the patent application on the grounds it did not satisfy the test of novelty or inventiveness required under Indian law. Pratibha Singh is a lawyer for the Indian drug manufacturing companies Ranbaxy and Cipla.
The Supreme Court judgment today in Novartis' case is that Novartis' appeal has been dismissed. Supreme Court says that Novartis' product Glivec does not constitute for patent in India.
Novartis says it needs patents on its products if it's to continue to invest in drug research in India. Healthcare advocates, though, say the ruling is a huge boost to India's poor, especially those who suffer from diseases such as HIV/AIDS. Lena Mangani is from Medicine Sans Frontières.
It's a huge relief because we have more than 200,000 people living with HIV on treatment. 80% of them come from India. The drugs come from India. So we are really worried that a Novartis win would mean that less number of drugs would be available for MSF procurement. So it's a big, big relief for us that the drugs are now safe and secure and available to patients in developing countries.
Novartis says it will continue to push for patents on its products in India. It says it will also continue to invest here, but with caution. This is Michael Edwards, reporting from New Delhi for AM.